activities are centered around marine mammals rather than caribou, may support opening the refuge to the Gwich'in people of Alaska and Canada. Consider the coastal plains as sacred ground. For an estimated 20,000 years, their traditional subsistence lifestyle has depended heavily upon the caribou and the porcupine herd. Now, why I wish to put that on the record was this, Mr. Chairman. It offers up a great dichotomy, I think. And that last week we had before this committee wolves. Today we had wolves on the House floor. These same people oppose conservation efforts to cull the wolves so they're not eating all the moose out in the McGrath area and up in Area 19. And they're taking away the same subsistence lifestyle for the people that live in McGrath and all these other villages, but yet they use the exact basic argument in this as it relates to the Gwich'in people as they're using against the people in McGrath. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I would move CS for Senate Joint Resolution Number 39 with the accompanying zero fiscal notes from this committee with individual recommendations and ask unanimous consent.
Any objections to the movement of the bill? Hearing none of this resolution, SJR 39, with the fiscal note is moved out of this committee with individual recommendations and the documentation of today's hearing. I want to thank everybody. The next meeting will be Wednesday, April 5th at 1 p.m. Thank everybody on teleconference. Thank the folks that were here. And we're hereby adjourned. Please sign the book.